It's gonna be all right. Written by Petra Corsa. Read by Tipsy Kitty. Fandom, our flag means death. Content warning for canon-compliant death and grief. Alu takes her to his room while the crew of the Revenge mourn their fallen comrade on the main deck. Zhong barely knew Izzy Hands, and what she knew was mostly by reputation. She had reluctantly imprisoned him for the apparent murder of Blackbeard, and watched him hold his own against an angry horde in Spanish Jackies. No matter what, he clearly had an impact on those around him. She felt the swell of emotions around her, but muffled, like she was underwater. Ed was sobbing in Bonnet's arms, his shirt and pants soaked with blood. Jim knelt beside them, helping Archie wrap the body in a sail. She is so, so tired. The room is tiny compared to her quarters on the red flag, but Jung is grateful to not be outside, to not feel so exposed and vulnerable. She's been fighting for her life for almost 24 hours. She's not sure whether she or Bonnet slept after they escaped the Republic. Her memories are fuzzy. And now, finally, the adrenaline fueling her body has run its course. Ollie seems to understand. He lets her lean against him, gently removes her fumbling fingers from her stolen jacket, and unbuttons them himself. He eases her out of the Navy uniform, loosens the scabbard at her hip. She gazes around the room as he works. There's inexplicably strands of garlic strung from a beam, the obvious evidence of multiple people sharing the space, and sharing the bed. The bed. Jung nearly weeps as Alu helps her sit down on the straw mattress. Something tight in her chest releases, soothed by the quiet confines of the space, the sureness of Alu's movements. He unlaces her boots and puts them to the side. Her eyes are barely open when he drapes an arm around her shoulders and urges her. He's so, so gentle, she thinks blearily, to lie down. She listens to him shuffle around the small room for a minute. Then a blanket drapes over her body, and she can't stop the soft, grateful moan that escapes her. The fabric and the bed smell like Alu, and something, someone's, else. It's deeply comforting, and sleep threatens to take hold. I should be on deck, she protests, trying to get her elbows under her. We've got to get going. We're sitting ducks out here. Shh, Alu murmurs. His warm, wide hand pets her forehead. That's okay. You're safe. We're safe. But it's a mess, and you know Bonnet. Someone's got to... The crew's got it. Frenchie's got it, and Auntie's helping. Jung doesn't know Frenchie, but knowing Auntie is taking charge as she always has, as well as the assurance in Alu's voice, makes her relax. What about Izzy? I think the plan is to find a place to bury him. Tomorrow, once we can find somewhere safe to anchor. Jung opens her eyes. Alu is sitting beside her, his kind face looking down at her. He's so handsome. Okay, she whispers. Okay. He takes her hand. I'm really glad you're alive, he says. The tears she's been holding back spill silently down her cheeks. She's desperately sad about her fleet, worried for those who survived and who remain scattered to the wind, and her muscles are screaming from the terrible day. But she feels safe, safe and alive and loved. She smiles weakly as Alu brushes away her tears with his thumb. I should get you something to eat. I think Roach is starting some soup. Please stay, she begs. Alu's quiet for a moment, then he nods. He removes his own bits of stolen uniform and toes off his shoes, then crawls into the bed with her. There's still space for more people if they don't mind curling together. To her surprise, Jung finds she doesn't mind at all. She thinks that her heart is maybe bigger than she knew. That Alu and the crew of the Revenge have made her see that so much is possible, even when it seems like all hope is lost. She's crying again, she realizes, but this time with relief. She turns into Alu's embrace and he draws her close. He smells like gunpowder and wood smoke. I'm glad we found each other, she chokes out. Alu kisses the top of her head. Your family, he replies. My family. Zhong nods into his chest and finally allows her mind to succumb to what her body has been begging for. She drifts to sleep, tucked in Alu's arms, hope creeping into her chest that tomorrow will be a better day. The end.